first foundation of Christianity, Christ died for our sins. But that's not enough. He rose from the dead. If he did not rise from the dead, I would not be a Christian. I wouldn't waste my time preaching this message. His rising from the dead is the proof that all that he said on earth was true. No man died for the sins of the world. No man rose from the dead. No religion even claims that somebody died for the sins of the world except Christianity. And no religion even claims that somebody who died came out of the grave after 3 days. So the foundation of the Christian faith is not do good, be kind, don't hurt others. It is Christ died for your sins and he rose up from the dead. You remove those two things, Christianity becomes like any other religion in the world. And that's why it's unique. You need to understand that. You are a sinner and you deserve to go to hell for all eternity, to be forsaken by God forever. And you have lived for yourself, you're created to belong to God, but you live for yourself. And when you come back to God, you must come back like a thief who has stolen what belongs to God for so many years. How old are you? 25, 30? So many years. You've stolen something that belongs to God. You can come back to Him in sorrow. Lord, I didn't know. This was your thing I stole so many years. I'm going to come back to you and give my life to you.
If you're a thief, Scripture says all thieves dwell outside of the city of God. Read it in Revelation. If you're a liar, you're not going there either. Sew whatever kind of robe you want. You're not going. The leaves have got to come off. God says, I'm looking for a Nathaniel today. I'm looking for a man or woman without guile. He says, Lord, I want it your way. You can get through the deception your whole life. You can even sing in the choir. You can go your whole life, but there's one moment you will not get through, and it's the last 5 seconds of your life, folks. You'll not make it through. It has to be true.
That's what you need to recognize. Lord, I deserve hell for my sin. I may not be as bad as the murderer and the thief and the adulterer, but I've also sinned. I've violated your law. And the Bible says if you violate one law, it's as bad as... If you got a good chicken curry, how many lizards do you have to put inside to spoil it? 10? 20? Or one? Supposing you put only one, another fellow put a 500. You say, my curry is better than yours. Yours is unfit for eating too. How many drops of poison do you need in a glass of milk to corrupt it? One drop or 20 drops? One? Enough to kill? One sin makes you as much a sinner as someone who has committed 500 or 5 million. Because sin is poison. It's polluted your whole system. So don't compare yourself with others. Finish with that today. Lord, I'm a sinner. I deserve hell. See, if you don't take this position, if right at the beginning you think you're a little better sinner than the other fellow, I've got only 2 lizards in my curry, he's got 10. Or I put only 3 drops of poison in my glass, he put 500. These are the type of Christians who never make progress. 20 years later, they'll still be like that. Pathetic. If you want to make a good start in your life, recognize that you are no different from the worst sinner in the world. I am just as guilty as anybody else, even though I haven't put so many drops of poison as he did. I deserve hell.
Oh, folks, don't miss heaven! Don't miss heaven! Don't miss heaven! Heaven is open to you! Why would you choose to go to hell? Why would you choose to live in deception? Why would you choose this? When the life of God can be yours! The redemption of God can be freely given to you! Why would you die in your sin?
I know with all my heart that you died for me. It was my sin that crucified you on the cross. You died because of my sin. I want to hate sin in my life because you died there. And I believe with all my heart that you're the Son of God. You rose from the dead. I want you to come into my life.
You don't need fig leaves anymore. I've found the branch. I've found the covering. I've found the redemption. I've found the Redeemer. I've found the Messiah. All the mercy of God, the incredible, unspeakable mercy of God. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Not that I came to God, but God came to me. Thanks be to God, thanks be to God that He came to me. Hallelujah. The branch came, gave me a covering and took away my sin, allowed Himself to be nailed on a cross and paid the price for all the wrong things that I've done and for all the foolish ways I've tried to reason my way back into the presence of God. God Almighty did it all Himself in a day. What I could never accomplish in a lifetime, He did in a day. He made the way back into His presence for eternity.
The truth may be difficult, but God will help you to do it. He'll never ask you to do something which He won't also put His arms underneath and help you to do it. But it's the most wonderful life you can ever live. I'll tell you that. I started living this life 47 years ago and I have no regret. My only regret is I wish I had started earlier. It's the most wonderful life you can ever live.
And once you begin to know His life, you wouldn't want any other anyway. Everything will just start to fade. But I want to give an altar call for every person in the balcony at the main sanctuary and say, Pastor, I don't fully understand everything you said, but I feel like God has spoken to me. And I feel like there's things in my life that have to go. I've tried to cram these into the kingdom, and I realize the dangerous game that I'm playing today. It's very, very dangerous to play games with God, folks. Very dangerous. He's holy. He's righteous. He's a God of mercy, but He's a God of judgment as well. Very, very dangerous. No more dangerous game in the universe you can play than to play games with the holy God. He's extended a hand of mercy. If you have any wisdom, you will take that hand and you'll cling to that hand and never let it go. You'll walk with Him and agree with Him. And He'll bring you into a life that you've only ever dreamt was possible and take all fear away. And you will know in your last days, you will know whose feet are coming down the hallway for you. And today you've realized that I've got to reach out and take the hand of God. It's the only way back into life. God stretched His hand out to me on the cross, paid the price for my sins. An innocent man suffered, was beaten, and died for the wrong things that I've done, even the religious deception that I've committed against God. And today is the day of your salvation, if that's truly and sincerely in your heart. And this is where conversion. To be saved, you are giving up the rights to your life. You're giving them to God. That's salvation, folks. It's not a prayer that you pray to make you feel good and go out and just live the way you want to. You're giving the rights to your life to God. He is going to buy you with His blood, as the Scripture says. Hallelujah. Let's pray together. Lord Jesus Christ, thank You for loving me in all of my deception and my foolishness and rebellion. You've kept loving me. You stretched Your hands out to me. Today, my God, I receive Your offer of eternal life into my heart. And I invite You to be my Lord and my Savior. I bend my knee to You. Your ways are higher than my ways. I confess with my tongue that You are not only my Savior, but You are the Lord. You are the absolute Lord of my life.